Good morning, it's Andrew here. Today I shall be reading John 3:22-36. John testifies again about Jesus. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptizing. Now John also baptizing at Arnon near Sidon, because there was plenty of water. The people were coming and being baptized. This was before John was put in prison. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, look, he is baptizing and everyone's going to him." To this John replied, "A person can only receive what is given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the wedding awaits and listens for him, and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, and I become less. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever accepts it has certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God gives the Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. Amen. John's baptism was done by immersion in water. He baptized with water, not the Holy Spirit. His baptism was a twofold symbol. John was not the first to baptize. The Jews and other nations and religions at times used it to initiate people into their group. It was a mark of identification. John's baptism was to a mark of identification, not into the Pharisaic religious order, but of true belief in the coming Messiah. John was a forerunner. Secondly, in Luke 3:3, we see that his baptism was for the repentance of sin. It was a sign of repentance and the cleansing that would come from God for those who repent. Purification was very important to the Jews, and it was often done with water. So John's baptism can be described as a ceremonial symbol of the purification of those who repented of their sins and a mark of identification for those who believed the Messiah was coming and their desire to follow him. This was a transitional baptism between the forms sometimes practiced during that time and Christian baptism after faith in Christ, which will be commanded at the end of Jesus' earthly ministry. The disciples of Jesus were performing baptisms probably very similar in meaning to those of John. Jesus hadn't died or risen yet, and the Holy Spirit hadn't started indwelling in believers yet. So it's probably that those baptisms also stood for repentance and a mark of identification as a follower of Christ. Amen.